The goal of every business owner and organization is to stay in business whilst remaining profitable. This is even more so with the current economic and health challenges that are being faced globally. It is so important to galvanize all your business and organizational levers to achieve on this objective. Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast. Today, I will be speaking on a critical but soft lever, which is very important for an organization's strategic and operational success. And this is the company's culture. Yes, it may come across as a soft lever, but it has a huge impact on your bottom line, and this should not be overlooked. No, not at all. A company's culture is basically its, personality. It's the essence of how its people interact and how they work. It's also seen, it can be seen as, a self-sustaining pattern of behavior that determines how things within the organization evolve and is made up of instinctive and repetitive habits and emotional responses. How many times as leaders have we walked into a new organization and, told ourselves something needs to be done about the culture here? And in most cases, if you had just joined the organization, you quickly start to make changes to what you met that you believe is providing for negative vibes. Now, a lot of times we do these things, we take those steps, and what happens? Truly, we never really make any success. And why is this the case? It's the case because culture is a process that evolves over time. And little guided steps towards your desired office or organizational culture is what actually takes you to where you need to get it to. Now, remember, the whole idea is to make sure that you are achieving on your business objectives as an organization, both from a financial perspective and for all your stakeholder expectations. Now, bearing that in mind, let us look at some of the, types or manifestations of culture within organizations. So you have the symbolic ones, which are usually, exemplified by paintings or words or structures within the organization that speak to what you expect the people to deliver on. Now, this could come in form of, like I said, pictures or artifacts and all of that. You also have behaviors, keystone behaviors that have been exhibited by individuals within the organization, not just in the way they interact, but also in the way they work and in the way, in the processes and systems and policies and tools that have been put in place to enable the way of work. And then finally, you have attitudes, beliefs, mindsets that are widely being shared, which may have been caused by situations in the past or current occurrences within the organization. Now, something that has proven over time to be very consistent and to be a very good driver for sustained culture is behaviors. And so for today, I would like us to focus, on speaking to how we can actually work with behaviors to achieve the desired cultural evolution that would give us that business efficiency and overall profitability that we desire as an organization. Now, how do you go about making sure that you entrench and make your culture sustainable within the organization? I think one of the first ways to go is to work with what you have. A lot of times we walk into organizations and we want to make that change, but you need to first of all take time out. And that is why when you make a job change, usually you are advised to spend some time trying to understand the organization that you've walked into. You should have done some of that work before you actually got into the organization. But yes, when you are in, take a bit of time and understand. Because you see, no culture is totally negative. You would have some elements of the culture that are positive that could be propagated to drive the behaviors that you would like to see in your people and eventually get the results that you desire. It's very, very important, you know, to look to change people, the behaviors in the office, because people react to what they react to what they see and less so to what they hear. So, for example, it's post-pandemic and you're reopening your office, you know, for physical outlay, and you want the people in the office to take a little bit more time to, you know, pay attention to their safety, to their health, and to the environment. Now, to achieve that, what would be the best way? One of the things you could do is to actually put in place the situations and the activities and the initiatives that would drive the behaviors that you are expecting and lay them out. So people should know that when they come into the office, you probably expect them to first of all go and, you know, wash their hands, get sanitized, and then sit 5 meters apart from each other. So you as an organization would have taken the pains to make sure that that spacing is already, you know, adopted in the office, instead of waiting for your people to resume and then having to talk about it. So behaviors that we want to see, we should start to mold. Once we do this, then the mindset would follow. Because once you get people to start acting and behaving in a certain way, then their mind start to tell them that this is the expected behavior in this environment. Now, let me give you an example. I walked into an organization, one of my service providers, about 3 weeks ago. And on getting there, I had booked an appointment, actually. I'd booked an appointment before going on this visit. And I get there and I give my name to the receptionist, who then looks at me and asks me if I had an appointment. And then I said yes. And then she goes ahead to ask me for my name, which I gave her all the details. And then she still goes ahead to give me a piece of paper to put out my name and my number. Now, that was not a pleasant experience. I then went on to meet with one of the contacts that I actually got to the organization to see. And I kind of felt that even that experience was a bit shoddy, because the contact didn't even seem to know that I was coming, had no clue as to my history. Now, when I walk away from that organization, you see, you walk outside and you see customer experience is key to us. Really, you said it, but I didn't feel it. So it's really very critical that we start to mold and drive the behaviors that we believe are the behaviors we would like to see within the organization. Another thing that is very, very critical is also making sure that within the organization, you take advantage of the informal leaders that you have. You know, sometimes we believe that information, culture, and all of that should be driven from the top. But the truth is, there's a whole lot of influence that goes on from the bottom up. And we should be able to identify who these informal influencers are and use them as the ambassadors to drive the behaviors that we want to see propagated across the business. Now, when we do this, and then, of course, we have the formal leaders also pushing and driving those same behaviors, you would actually start to see the desired change that you want to see. And as soon as you start to see that change, be quick to celebrate milestones. Be quick to celebrate the impacts that you're feeling and or seeing, and let everyone know within the organization that such impact has been made. It is so, so, so important. Now, you need to be consistent in speaking to those behaviors that you want to see propagated across the organization, and find a way to tie those expected behaviors to your bottom line. So, for example, you should be able to tell your staff that providing your customers with the right experience, which includes saluting them right, treating them right, spending enough time speaking to them and listening to their exact problem, has a very high impact on your ultimate outcome, i.e. whether a particular business deal would be closed and what exactly it is you would get out of that deal. So it's very, very important. Now, as soon as you are able to tie your behaviors to the business objectives, this then means that you're able to effectively cascade this. Regardless of how big or small your organization is, you're going to be able to cascade this effectively to each of the functions within your organization, speaking back to the performance indicators that you would like to see achieved at the end of the year. And what does this do for you? This ultimately helps you to build a culture of performance. Now, when you have a culture of performance within the organization, you are definitely building your business up for sustainability. Now, in closing, I would just like to speak to a quote by David Cummings, who is a co-founder at Pardot. David had this to say. He says, "The corporate culture is the only sustainable competitive advantage that is completely within the control of an entrepreneur or an organization." And trust me, I agree with him. And so if we believe that we do as businesses or as organizations or as business owners or leaders want to drive for sustainability of our organizations, it is imperative that we pay close attention to the culture. If it's working, keep it working. If it desires change, ride on behaviors and get the changes you want. Thank you.